This is Dr. David Friedman, and welcome to Your Good Health Radio. Are you a stressed-out mommy? If so, you're in for a treat today. Get your glass of wine ready, because our next guest, Kat and Nat, are here to share a humorous, laid-back side of motherhood, and the fun begins now.
It's To Your Good Health Radio with number one best-selling author and renowned wellness expert, Dr. David Friedman, changing lives just for the health of it.
Our next guest are parents of seven children, manage two husbands, and host the popular no-holds-barred Kat and Nat Show. Their digital platform gives moms a candid, real, raw, uncensored side of motherhood. They cover everything from pampering to pampers, relationship advice to style tips to health, fitness, and sex toys. Welcome to the show, Catherine Belknap and Natalie Telfer.
Thank you.
That was a great intro. We sound like we're really, you know, we know what we're talking about.
You do, and that's why you're on here. We want to learn from you. You know, you two have actually become, I hear, the online version of Hoda and Kathy Lee for moms across the world.
Oh my gosh, who said that? We love that.
That's it's apparent. You have to look in the mirror. And so share with us, what are some of the frustrations? What are some of the frustrations that I guess moms have in common, and how turning into the Kat and Nat Show can help these poor souls?
You know what's so crazy is the minute we kind of took down all the walls of perfectionism, social media has such this like insane way of portraying everything as perfect, that the minute we started sharing like the real, everyone was like, thank you, you're making me feel normal. We get emails daily on people just saying thank you. So I think the frustrations are basically daily. Like, we have a frustration as moms, as women, of trying to do it all, of trying to raise kids. Like, it's not easy. So the minute you admit it, everyone's like, hallelujah.
And everyone's trying to deal with this guilt that we feel comparing ourselves to other people. We're trying to do everything that we think that we should. But at the end of the day, everyone's different. Everyone's mom's different. Everyone's kids are different. So we like to just laugh at the journey, which is crazy, and all the little things that happen when, for us, there's seven kids around, but even with one, it's a bit much.
Right. So you basically just throw it out there now, but in the beginning, did you say something, go, look at each other, should we post that?
Yes. All the time.
And you would post it, and then you get positive feedback, and you're like, oh, we can go beyond that.
Let me tell you, the minute we fell into who we were as people and as moms and stopped apologizing for it and kind of embraced them, we're like, you know what? I got them dressed and I made noodles with butter. And that's a great day, is the minute people were like, thank goodness someone else is telling them that we're just scraping by and it's okay. We're not Pinteresting and we're not perfect and we're not banging every day. You know what I mean? Like that's, I know it's true. We run around and sweat a lot of the day with messy buns.
But you're so right. In the beginning, you know, because we do write blogs sometimes, but our platform is really based on video. So when we first decided to turn on the camera and start talking about things, we were a little shy. And we had to talk to each other, like, how far are we going to go? I had to say to the husbands, like, how censored do we need to be here?
Right.
We go pretty far.
I got to say, I enjoyed this segment where you talked about some of the secrets moms keep to themselves, like having either poop, pee, barf, old milk, or all of the above on their shirts, and then they're too tired to change before leaving the house. Do either of you speak from personal experience there?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
And sometimes you put the exact same outfit on the next day without even washing it. You could go 2 days with it on.
And then you look over your shoulder and you see that barf, and you're like, meh, no one will notice.
That's right. You know, a lot of times moms are just so busy raising their kids, taking care of the house and their hubbies, which some refer to as another child, that they don't often have, they don't have time to hang out with friends. But I guess through your social media blogs and videos, you offer really a community where moms can just hang out, have wine, laugh at themselves, and know they're not alone. With parenting being such an experience, do you find humor is the best medicine?
I love that you put it that way. And we originally started with actual meetups with moms to get them out of the house. And it has continued to just grow and grow and grow. And I think that moms just need to support each other. And a sense of, you know, taking this journey all together is so much more empowering than, you know, judging each other and trying to tear each other down. And like we say, we all love our kids so hard. And that is universal amongst all moms.
Right.
So if you can just understand that as moms, everyone's doing the best they can, no matter what it looks like, And the rest is just like literally making it through the day. But, you know, now that we have our online show and all of our videos, our Facebook Lives are open to everyone joining us, we literally say, like, grab a glass of wine, sit on your couch, and come to our event, which is basically the two of us and our experts on the show. And as far as comedy helping out with everything, we just, when things get overwhelming, the two of us, the way how we cope often, we look at each other and we're like, and we laugh our heads off.
Yeah.
And we just, you got to make fun of the situation. It's crazy. You're dealing with these tiny little people. They're so powerful. Those would be the children. And it's like, it's so funny how they can affect our emotions so much when they're making no sense at all.
Right. And, you know, laughter, you can't be depressed when you're laughing. It's impossible. Ulcers don't grow when you laugh. The hormones actually improve. And when you're done, you're exhilarated. So I think what you're doing is great. Let me share. I'm in my office, a big percentage of my practice are moms, and they range from newborns to teenagers. I see more physical and emotional challenges from being a mom than most men endure at work that come in as my patients. Many moms juggle shopping, cooking, cleaning, parenting, marriage, and a job for some. This makes for the perfect storm, doesn't it, for a lack of balance? What's the secret to motherhood and not pulling out your hair?
Throw that B word out the door. Honestly, balance doesn't exist. Every single day, a different balance takes place. Sometimes when you spend more time with the kids, sometimes it's work, sometimes your relationship's out the door and you need to get going a date night. I think that we basically every day is anyone's guess how it's going to turn out. And I think you just give yourself a break and everything's a phase. Sometimes when you're feeling out of touch in one area, try to get back to that, even if it's one little thing like a date night or like, you know, hey, how are you doing to your partner? Or, you know, just little things, little things. Don't aim for the moon.
Yeah, but people ask us all the time, like, how do you balance, you know, your social life, your family, your husband, your kids, you're working out, you're all of this.
Yeah.
And we always say, like, I don't think that any day is ever perfectly balanced, but I think you really have to be okay with it. The choices that you've made, the things that you're doing, you're okay with no matter how it turns out. And there's always tomorrow morning.
Yep.
That's great. You know, you both seem to have a lot of fun in your videos. Which episode has gone the most viral? Or one did one shock you?
We had a video go viral. It's at over 10 million views, and it's, what's the title?
What Goes Through a Mom's Head. So basically every night moms go to bed and they're like, okay, tomorrow I'm going to be more present. I'm really going to focus on this. I'm going to make all the meals. Like, it just everything that moms think about all day and that we never get done, and then we feel bad about ourselves, and the narrative starts again at night.
Oh my gosh. It's just, it's really the pressure that you put on yourself, again, to be balanced and to be a great mom right before you go to bed. It's running through your head. And you're like, oh gosh, we think that every mom goes through that. Even if they do seem like the perfect mom, we are always trying to be better. And it's ridiculous sometimes things we say to ourselves.
Yeah, even people that aren't multitaskers, I guess when you have a kid, hey, that's going to change. You have no choice. There's no other option.
Yeah, you become a professional multitasker. I mean, women are really good at multitasking anyways, but as moms, yes, you just inherited a whole bunch of jobs when you become a mom.
I would imagine if the brain of a mom had sticky note reminders inside, it would have thousands of them.
Oh, my gosh, that's funny.
That. It's so true.
Thousands and thousands. You know, when we do our Facebook Lives, we do them every day, and people always say, like, you guys jump from one topic to the next topic to the next topic, but it's exactly like a mom's brain, right? So it's like,
right.
You got to say what you're thinking because it will be gone when you start thinking about that laundry room or those groceries or the lunch for the next day. It's really hard to stay focused on any one topic.
Right. You know, one of the biggest concerns I hear from moms, you know, and you deal with a lot of serious issues as well, postpartum weight gain. I hear a lot of, and research actually shows 60% of moms will never lose all their baby weight.
No!
One of the biggest reasons is busyness and fatigue makes it hard to find time to exercise. What advice do you have for these moms? You probably get the same question. They're unhappy about their weight. Should they just embrace it and be who they are?
Oh my gosh, you
cannot even imagine the struggle that we have been on to try and get back. And I think what for us, it's like, we don't care how big or small we are, but we have to be okay with it. If I'm not okay with this extra 30 pounds, then I have to do something about it because I want to feel good. I don't need an extra pressure of always worrying about it. And although we have so much on our plate, I do think there's always time for the things that you really want to do, whether you're waking up before the kids wake up or you're doing it at the very end of the day. If it's really important, like really, you really, really want it and make you feel better, then I think you can make it happen. But if you're like, you know what, I'm loving this body that gave birth to these babies and made these lives, embrace it and love it. It's not what it looks like, it's about the way you feel.
Yeah, and one thing, I don't think ladies realize this from most men's point of view, they don't care. You guys are making such an issue of it that, you know, if you have the baby, that they cover up, don't want to be intimate because they feel not attractive. Well, your husband's still attracted to you. It's all in your mind. So I think a lot of that is...
Oh, that's lovely. Is that true?
I'm telling you that from a guy's point. Hey, I need a YouTube channel. I can make some funny stuff, too, and we'll be like guys.
No, I'm like, wow, you really mean my husband loves me. You just made me feel really good about myself.
Well, you know, it's true sometimes. That's kind of great. So give me an idea. So what can people do? Can they join your Facebook page? Do they go to the website? Do they follow you on social media?
We have a Facebook page where we go live and we actually talk to everyone. We're trying to get some meetups across North America. We also have a YouTube channel where we share a really uncensored, raw look behind our lives. So you can see our tiny gong show that goes on and feel really normal. And every Friday, we release the mom truths that are really popular on there. We also have our Instagram page where we interact and we have it's almost like a little blog every picture. And a lot of our moms actually communicate with each other and they through the comments. So it's a teeny tiny community that's growing really quickly, and it's all for people who are kind, and there's no meanness, and it's just sharing experiences basically.
Cat like a cat, ANDNAT. And you can find all those platforms, and then we also have a website. Yep, we do.
And what is that website?
Catandnat.ca.
That's great. You bring up a good point. So they're not just entertained by you and your videos and what you say. They can actually go and friend other people that are part of this community and actually build this whole, you know, friendship of people and have support. And I mean, that's important because, like I said, they don't have a lot of friends when you're stuck in baby land. You don't have time.
What separates us is we share experiences rather than advice. So it's based on what people are going through rather than this is what you should do. So it's really for everybody because experiences are universal. We just experience them differently, but you can't judge someone for their experiences, right?
And so many of the comments that our audience makes mean a lot to us because we learn from them. And we always say, like, we feel like the people that follow us are a new group of great friends. Like, we get to know them. We always comment back to them. And it's an open conversation where everybody's voice is important. And we've made some really good connections.
That's interesting. I'm wondering if you have any guys hanging in there. You're like, what's he doing here? He's not a mommy.
You know what? Sometimes they are stay-at-home dads or they're dads that are really involved. They often have a really unique perspective. And sometimes they don't like what we say, to be honest.
Right. Well, I watched. I thought it was hilarious. I'm like, yeah, this is a great thing. I think it should be more open to everyone. I think men would learn more if they did watch. I think they need to.
I swear they should watch every single one of our videos, and then they can know what's really going on in their wife's head.
We actually had a labor and delivery nurse team email us and say, we watch you from the labor and delivery room because we think it's hilarious, and the new moms have no idea what's coming. And then we sit there, and we just, when we're on a break, we all gather around and watch.
I think you should make a video, and it's going to be called Yes, Dear, and you can create this funny thing, and all the wives will get the husband at least watch that one, and you can see, take out the trash, and you'll be really hyper, and you got to do this, and I need this, and then just have the guy say two words, Yes, Dear.
Stay tuned. We are going to give you a shout-out on that one. Yeah.
And then the men, honey, you got to see this. Come here. This is a great video. It's a learning experience. And all the guy says, Yes, Dear. It's like, no arguing, no nothing. It's like, it would be funny. So,
that would be great.
That came to me as well. Well, fantastic. It was great having you guys on the show. I think that, you know, moms out there, if you want to join the online party, as they mentioned, go to catandnat.ca. And there you're going to find a link to their YouTube channel, blog post, and how to sign up for their newsletter. You can be part of the party. Wine is not included, so bring your own wine. And you can follow Kat and Nat on Twitter at The Social Common. Do you have another Twitter, or is The Social Common the name?
No, our social common is kind of our community because we're all social and we all have something in common because we are all moms. And
great.
So we are the Kat and Nat of our online community. So that's how it all began.
Great. So Twitter at The Social Common. And for my daily tweets, of course, at Dr. David Friedman. Learn about health. I post every day. Also, make sure to stay up to date with all of our latest health and wellness segments at toyourgoodhealthradio.com, iHeartRadio, or subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. And while you're there, give us a review. Share your suggestions for future shows. We'd love to hear from you. Until next time, this is Dr. David Friedman for To Your Good Health Radio. Be well.